We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, harmonious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11,604 MHz, polarization horizontal. Symbol rate 27,500, FEC 5 over 6. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, in Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Alba Rizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, farmers in Indonesia receive training in sustainable agricultural methods. In cultural news, Afghanistan's rich legacy is presented in an exhibition in Bonn, Germany. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Garden Project of San Francisco, USA, which helps give individuals a new start in life while growing organic produce. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 26, is the Independence Day of Liberia, honoring its autonomy achieved in 1847 between Côte d'Ivoire and Sierra Leone in West Africa and adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean. Liberia is the continent's oldest republic. It has several natural protected areas. Among them is the Tsavo National Park, which contains the second largest area of primary tropical rainforest in West Africa. It is also home to the endangered forest elephant and pygmy hippopotamus, both herbivorous. The President of Liberia, Her Excellency Miss Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is Africa's first elected female head of state. We wish the kind Liberian people a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Extreme cold takes lives in Latin America. With hundreds perished, more than half of whom are children, Peru has declared a state of emergency and is providing medicine, blankets, and shelter to vulnerable residents throughout the nation. In the country's mountainous south, temperatures have dropped from an average of a couple degrees below zero to 24 degrees below, with Lima, the nation's capital, recording its lowest temperatures in 46 years. The previous week, countries such as Paraguay, Chile, Uruguay, and Bolivia were struck by the cold, with 33 fatalities in Argentina, many of whom were homeless, and in Paraguay, the health ministry reported 12 who had succumbed to cold-related incidents. It saddens us deeply to know of those who have lost their lives to these extreme conditions. We pray for a rapid return to daily regularity for the Latin American people as we strive to lessen such situations through increased care of our shared planetary home.
Sudden flash flood turns deadly in Saudi Arabia. On Saturday, July 24th, days of heavy rains in the mountainous southern region of Saudi Arabia resulted in a massive flash flood, claiming 14 lives across the provinces of Najran, Jizan, and Asir, and the city of Taif, with one person still missing. Numerous roads were also washed away, isolating communities. The nation's civil defense responded promptly to the emergency, sending 60 teams in helicopters to the affected areas, with some 440 people rescued who are now receiving food, water, medicine, and other necessities. Civil Defense Chief Saad Al-Tuaidri stated, "We are watching the situation closely, and we are ready to deal with any emergency incidents and to send more relief materials to areas inaccessible by ground units." Our grateful appreciation, Chief Al-Tuaidri, Civil Defense Department in Saudi Arabia, for your timely and professional response. We convey our sympathies for the lives lost and pray for the soon recovery of the affected Saudi people as our united efforts of kindness help calm the weather patterns of our ecosphere.
Floods sweep Midwestern USA. Intense overnight storms on Friday, July 23rd, in the metropolitan hub of Chicago, Illinois, brought nearly 10 inches of rain within a 12-hour period. By Saturday morning, 50,000 homes were without power, while at least 200 flights at Chicago O'Hare International Airport were canceled. Meanwhile, in neighboring Iowa, unusually heavy precipitation in the east caused what was described as a catastrophic rupture of the Lake Dellie Dam, located some 45 miles north of Cedar Rapids. As roads on either side of the dam collapsed, water was sent gushing into the Maquoketa River below, forcing hundreds of residents in nearby communities to flee their homes, some with just 5 minutes to escape. An estimated 8,000 people were affected, including those in Hopkinton and Monticello. Iowa's Governor Chet Culver activated the National Guard in the area and declared a state of disaster in the Delaware and Jones counties due to flooding. Fortunately, there were no casualties or injuries reported thus far. Our appreciation, Governor Culver, National Guard, and all personnel working to ensure the safety of the flood-afflicted. May such dangerous conditions subside as our gentler lifestyles help restore the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union provides support for Zimbabwe. On Friday, July 23rd, a donation of 15 million euros was announced to help the nation's recovery by providing essential healthcare, medicines, water, and sanitation facilities, as well as vouchers and cash transfers to Zimbabwean citizens in need. Currently, many of the African country's residents lack sufficient agricultural needs and depends on international aid. According to Commissioner for International Cooperation, Humanitarian Aid and Crisis Response, Kristalina Gorgieva explained, despite recent improvements by the Government of National Unity, the road to recovery is still a long one. If we want Zimbabwe to get back on the path towards longer-term development, we will need to carry on with our efforts to provide clean water and sanitation facilities to the population alongside our food assistance programs. Our appreciation, Commissioner Gorgieva, and Providence Blessed European Union for your helping hand to the vulnerable Zimbabwean people. May such shared generosity bring prosperous fulfillment that extends to all corners of the world.
Thousands of new space objects revealed. Using the new Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE, scientists from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, have been able to detect never-before-observed objects such as stars, asteroids, dust clouds, comets, and even a new galaxy. The first full scan of the nighttime sky identified over 25,000 new asteroids, 15 new comets, and hundreds of possible brown dwarfs. Meanwhile, a team led by British astrophysics professor Paul Crowther, using NASA's Hubble telescope and the European Southern Observatory's Extra Large Telescope, has found the biggest ever known star. At a weight of more than 320 times the mass and 10 million times the luminosity of the Sun, astronomers are calling this a once-in-a-lifetime discovery. The researchers hope that their many new extraterrestrial discoveries will help answer questions about how planets, stars, and galaxies are formed. Our accolades, U.S. and European scientists, for these amazing new discoveries in the vast outer reaches of space. May we cherish the many gifts of our own planetary home as we continue to learn more about the magnificent creations of the universe.
U.S. City Council approves expanded rules to better protect entertainment animals. By unanimous vote, City Council of Sacramento, California approved an amendment to help safeguard the well-being of animals in traveling circuses and rodeos. Presented by Councilperson Sandy Sheedy, the new rule will establish an application process and permits for traveling animal exhibitors, as well as allowing city animal control officers to inspect the animals and their environments at any time to best ensure humane care and treatment.
The council members voted in favor of the amendment after viewing video footage demonstrating the cruel treatment of circus trainers, who used bull hooks to hit elephants in the face, trunk, and body while they were waiting to perform. They also heard testimony from such experts as Dr. Elliot Katz, founder of the Organization in Defense of Animals, who informed of the many foot and joint diseases suffered by circus elephants due to their constant confinement and unnatural movements required to perform tricks.
Bravo, Councilmember Sheedy, and other Sacramento City Council members, Dr. Katz, In Defense of Animals, and other supporters for your success in providing better care for innocent animals. May the day come soon that all our fellow co-inhabitants live in full freedom with humanity's protection, love, and respect.
Prisoners freed in Yemen and Oman. Upon the instruction of Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh, 82 inmates were released on Wednesday, July 21st, from facilities in the country's south. This gesture followed an agreement reached with the Common Foreign Party and was intended to encourage further dialogue and unity among political parties. On Friday, commemorating Oman's national holiday known as Renaissance Day, over 300 detainees were released on orders from His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said, with most being granted a royal pardon. We wish a joyful reunion with friends and loved ones for all the newly freed, with our prayers for continued harmony and peace among all people of Yemen and Oman.
Save our planet. Glacier loss demonstrated with photo exhibit. To show the toll of global warming on glaciers, U.S. mountaineer, filmmaker, and photographer David Brashears decided to photograph various Himalayan glaciers while standing on the same spot as that of older iconic mountaineering photos. When viewed side by side, these comparisons of past and present illustrate a stark contrast in the loss of ice due to warming temperatures as well as black carbon pollution.
The images, part of Mr. Brashears' Glacier Research Imaging Project, or GRIP, were recently placed on display at the Asia Society and Museum in New York, USA, to raise awareness of this worrying evidence. Along with their awe-inspiring appearance, the Himalayan glaciers for millennia have fed the major water bodies of Asia, including the Ganges, Indus, Mekong, and Yellow Rivers. 2 billion people depend on these rivers, and thus the glaciers, for drinking water and agriculture.
One photo, for example, was taken at the same location as the 1921 image made by legendary British mountaineer George Mallory of Mount Everest's front face in the Himalayas. Whereas the older photo shows the Great Wambach Glacier as a gigantic river of frozen ancient ice, Mr. Bashir's newer pictures show instead a bare rock riverbed, a glacier in retreat up the valley, and proof that it had lost a full 97.5 vertical meters of ice mass between 1921 and 2009.
Mr. Bashir also noted that since climbing Mount Everest himself in 1981 and several more times over the decades, the temperature had become much warmer in the higher regions and ice visibly thinner. Professor Orville Schell, Director of U.S.-China Relations at the Asia Society, stated about the exhibit, "The melting of glaciers, which you can see so graphically in these photographs, is a very concrete visual warning to us. We can see what's happening, and if we do not take heed, we will reap a bitter harvest over the next decades to come."
Thank you, Mr. Bashirs, Professor Schell, and Asia Society for helping to document climate change in such a compelling and accessible manner. May your efforts lead to our swift and determined actions to halt the glaciers' retreat and preserve our world.
Addressing this dire situation, Supreme Master Qinghai has been urging world leaders to adopt both immediate and effective measures, as in an October 2009 address to government magistrates and judges in Mexico.
"Once towering glaciers are receding so fast that over 2 billion people are already short of water and food. Many more suffer shortage as tens of thousands of rivers and waters are gone or drying. At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. We must become vegan to save our planet."
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama issues executive order Stewardship of the Ocean, Our Coasts and the Great Lakes, which establishes a national policy for safeguarding, maintaining, and restoring aquatic ecosystems.
Save our planet. In an economic report, Japan-based financial company Nomura Securities states that 22% of Mexico's arable land was damaged by recent heavy rains and flooding, with crop losses valued at up to half the farmer's annual income, forcing them to replant and raising concerns of inflation due to rising prices.
Save our planet. Canadian organization Ottawa Riverkeeper calls for water conservation, saying that reduced snowfall and growing usage has lowered the Ottawa River to its lowest levels in 100 years, while warm temperatures are creating algae growth, both of which are threatening fish populations.
Warning news. A report from U.S.-based scientific consulting firm Exponent Inc. warns that the meat of catfish imported into the United States frequently contains traces of illegal drugs and chemicals, making its consumption dangerous to humans.
Hi, I'm Hannah the Hippo. I eat smart with a vegan diet. Today, I would like to share a gardening tip. A bulb trowel has a longer, narrower blade than a regular one. Designed to make small, deep holes, it is perfect for seedlings and planting in areas with limited space. Happy growing! Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now the weather around the world.
In Ecology News, farmers in an Indonesian province are trained in sustainable methods. Father Johan Wartaya Winagen of the Society of Jesus established a program in Central Java to promote organic agriculture in the area. It was offered to local farmers through the Cursus Pertanian Taman Tani, a Jesuit vocational school, and the Dura Wakana Christian University in Yogyakarta. Approximately 45 farmers participated in the courses, which are expected to help increase prosperity for individuals and villages through the use of organic methods. Our earnest appreciation, Father Wartaya Winagen, and involved institutions for your caring dedication to the citizens of Indonesia. May flourishing organic harvests lead us to a healthy and balanced planet.
In cultural news, Afghanistan's rich legacy is featured at an exhibition in Bonn, Germany.
Dank der heldenhaften Bemühungen der Mitarbeiter des Nationalmuseums Kabul konnten die Werke unschätzbaren Werts gerettet und der Öffentlichkeit in Form einer Ausstellung präsentiert werden. Nach den Stationen Paris, Turin, Amsterdam, den USA und Kanada werden die Funde aus 4 archäologischen Städten Afghanistans nun auch in Bonn der Öffentlichkeit gezeigt.
Called Afghanistan Surviving Treasures, the show features over 200 extraordinary gold and silver works reflecting the many different cultural influences in the nation's history. The Honorable Omar S. Sultan, the Deputy Minister of the Afghanistan Ministry of Information and Culture, spoke at the opening ceremony at the Art and Exhibition Hall of the Federal Republic of Germany.
That we have a cultural heritage that every Afghans are proud of it, and we want to share this one with all of you.
Our sincere gratitude, the Honorable Omar S. Sultan, and all those that have made it possible to offer this magnificent collection to many eager viewers. Also our thankfulness, the Art and Exhibition Hall of the Federal Republic of Germany, for hosting the wonderful exhibit. May the artistic inheritance of each unique country be appreciated and cherished. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting an American organization which grows and provides free organic vegetables to low-income senior citizens and families. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned for more alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a benevolent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Garden Project in San Francisco, United States, which trains former inmates in organic gardening methods.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Garden Project of San Francisco, USA is dedicated to bringing about a more harmonious society by providing opportunities for former inmates to be trained in horticultural skills. Founded in 1992 by Ms. Catherine Sneed and Sheriff Michael Hennessy, the project grows and distributes organic vegetables at no cost to low-income seniors and families in the San Francisco area. In addition, some of the produce is used by community centers in giving nutrition and cooking classes.
The Garden Project's apprentices work at the organization's organic farm, perennial ornamental nursery, or California native plant nursery. Growing plants for schools, seeding trees around the city, tending to gardens at police stations and housing developments, and helping with community cleanups are also part of the apprentices' activities. At the same time, they attend local colleges and receive individual tutoring and counseling. Remaining free of alcohol and addictive drugs is a requisite of the program.
The Garden Project collaborates with over 25 other groups. In 2004, they joined with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission to establish the Earth Stewards Program. It offers young adults employment, educational opportunities, and participation in neighborhood environmental endeavors. The Garden Project has been commended for its praiseworthy results by the United States Department of Agriculture and has been studied by individuals and organizations from a number of countries. Bravo, Ms. Catherine Sneed, Sheriff Michael Hennessy, and the Garden Project on your fantastic work. May many precious individuals continue to be benefited through this innovative and earth-loving program with all God's blessings.
And now for some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Bandage. The joke is told in Hebrew.
John: Hey, למה אתה חבוש בכל הגוף? תאונה עם האוטו? Jack: לא, זה אח שלי. הוא לא האמין שקפיצה למטה היא מהירה יותר מאשר שימוש במדרגות. John: ו? Jack: הוכחתי לו שהוא טועה. John: דו.
And now for our viewers' heartline on curried chickpeas and potatoes, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
This looks really good. I have a ton of chickpeas. I'm going to try it. Radar.
Amy Bilrada, the vegan potato and chickpea curry, as shown by our New Zealand Association member, certainly does look absolutely delectable. The plant-based world provides us with such an abundance of nutritious culinary delights. Please download from www.suprememastertv.com/beveg, free of charge, any of our animal-free food preparation demonstrations and recipes from around the world. Bon vegan appetit!
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Be sure I've enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heavenly wisdom and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Sharjah Chamber of Commerce and Industry in the United Arab Emirates and the Sharjah Social Empowerment Foundation co-host a benefit featuring handcrafted items made by orphan girls, with proceeds going to further their care.
Germany's Federal Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle announces a 1 million euro donation to Somalia for emergency humanitarian aid.
An increasing number of schools and entire districts in the U.S. states, such as New York, California, Colorado, and Kentucky, are participating in Meatless Monday campaigns, where students are offered healthier meat-free meals that also benefit the planet.
The European Commission donates 8 million euros for a special fund that supplies disaster preparedness and humanitarian aid to regions that may not be widely reported due to their lesser size or relative remoteness.
The United States announces that the drawdown of troops in Iraq is ahead of schedule, with a further reduction of 20,000 soldiers planned for the end of August.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and British Prime Minister David Cameron meet for the first time and discuss global matters, as they also agree on the need for direct peace talks between Israel and Palestine.
The UN Development Program launches a $1.4 million cash for work initiative in the Kyrgyz cities of Osh and Jalalabad to provide income through short-term jobs for families affected by recent conflict and to assist local economies.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Dr. Salam Fayyad welcomes Greece's Prime Minister Yarios Papandreou for a cordial visit during his tour of the Middle East.
U.S. President Barack Obama signs into law a bill that grants extended unemployment benefits to over 2 million Americans.
U.S. astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson at the International Space Station sends the first of a series of video recorded messages in American Sign Language to the deaf community, answering questions about living and working aboard the station.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.